Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
That someone's going through or whatever, it's just let them know, Father, today that if they're still breathing and everything, Father, that they made it to another and good new year. And I just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Sorry we haven't been getting back with you, you know, just again, this things that's been going on and everything. But, you know, through the grace, everything be back to normal. Amen. And Lammy's she's out of town in Columbus with her cousin, and my brother right now, he's out working out or something like that. But you know, I just came up with the show. I titled it "Thank God that you made it to a new year." Thank God, I mean, it speaks for itself, obviously, you know, from all year or whatever you've been going through, if you had losses in your families or anything of that nature, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, you know, God has, you know, allowed us, and you allowed yourself to stay strong for another year. So just give him thanks. I know it might have been bad. I know, you know, financially, you might not be where you're at or whatever, but God's going to pull you through it. That's the glory part of it. Knowing that count it all joy is when you know when you're going through something. Just while you're going through this worst situation you can think of, just be happy. Not happy in the sense that you're going through it, just knowing that you're going to get out of it. So as we are approaching the new year, 2014, 2013 was an up and down year for a lot of folks, including myself, you know, coming back to Ohio, you know, reconstructing a lot of things, what's going on in my life. But I, you know, had me thinking about a whole bunch of crazy nonsense, but at the same time, it's just, you know, I have to stay focused on the Lord. You know, I'm human too. We're all human. You know what I'm saying? You just have to know, we all have to know that God is true. Jesus is truth. I mean, you're going to go through situation, y'all. We're going to go through it. But now we all celebrate. You know, we make it to a new year. Just make sure during out the whole this year, we're not going to make the mistakes or anything, you know, change. You know, my brother called me today and just told me a lot of, you know, he was sharing with me about repentance. You know, it means change. Change for what God wants, not what you want. If everything else will fall in place. And, you know, as as I've been, you know, learning the word and stuff, you know, I pay bills and do what I have to do. But when I sit back and think about it, I'm like, you know what? I really got to do the things of God. I mean, how can I honestly say I love God, Jesus, if I'm not doing his will? So, again, when this new year comes on to 2014, we have to understand is to repent. And it's going to be a rough one, y'all. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to not the end of the world, but a lot of it's going to happen. It's going to be a bumpy, excuse me, it's going to be a bumpy ride this year. It's nowhere near going to be what's been happening this year. A lot of things with jobs, political stuff, it's going to happen. But you have to pray for that protection of Jesus Christ. But right now, today, tonight, I want everybody to be safe. If you're on the West Coast, down South, anywhere, wherever you're listening, you know, I'm in Ohio. It's a little after 7. I just want to pray for y'all. Have a safe night, you know. You know, if you drink or whatever, do it responsibly, you know, with your family and friends, and be merry. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the day. You know, regardless of whatever you're going through, you got your day off, you kicked your feet off, you're with your family, you're with your friends, cousins from out of town, everything, that's perfect. Just hold that moment and let people know that Jesus is going to be with y'all. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people don't discuss, you know, going to church and things like that on New Year's or whatever, but you don't, you know, just bring it in easy. You know what I mean? And just enjoy yourself, be merry, have fun. And I just want to say I can't be more thankful. You know, I have a lot of, I done got a lot of revelation over this year. The show's still on. You know, my brother still speaks on Saturday, you know, and Lammy's still in tune with the Father. So, you know, we may have fell off a little bit on and off, but we're still here. And I just want to share that with y'all to let y'all understand that this year we're coming. It's a new beginning, okay? It's a new beginning. You know, it's like a fresh slate. Don't feel like you're in debt already. You know, just knowing Christ is going to wipe us clean. This year, just change. Just do things that you know you didn't do this year. You know what I'm saying? Even if you did have a good year, make sure this year trumps this one, okay? It's about overdoing, you know, for Christ, of course, not just like overworking your job or anything of that nature. But we want to just say, you know, from my family to yours and everybody, you know, a good Happy New Year. Hopefully everybody had a great Christmas. And just sharing this gospel with y'all. And I just want y'all to understand that Jesus is coming soon. I ain't going to say it's going to be this year. I don't know. No man knows. But I just wanted to just say, be thankful and glorify him. Glorify him. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you for getting me through this, getting my family, my kids, and everything. Just try not to go back from what you did this year and then start off in a slump in a bad way. Pay your first fruits, y'all. I mean, that's deep. You know, if you want a good income this year, pay your first fruits. We'll get into that one into the new year about you paying your first fruits. So that's very important, too. So I want y'all to understand about first fruits. That's about tithing. And, you know, when you give your best and what you want to, you know, what you want to get during the new year. But we'll talk about that another time, you know. But just wanted to share with y'all and just want to say Jesus is there for us. I mean, you know, if you're feeling down and out, I mean, you gotta look at the situations. You gotta see it. You gotta be like, you know what? I just don't count out on him. That's Satan. God is not the problem. Always remember that. God is not the problem. It's Satan. He's the one that tries to bring you down. Okay? But for this new year and everything, I just want people to understand what's going on. This new year is going to be, it's going to be real. I mean, God's going, you're going to see the division of people, who's with Christ and who's not with Christ. You're going, and God said, Jesus said, I'm going to separate my sheep from my goat, from the goat. There's going to be a division. It's going to be, you know, the bloody moons is coming this year. But you know what? It's going to happen regardless whether we like it or not. But you just pray with Jesus Christ for that protection. You know what I mean? And, you know, terror is going to, you know, things is going to happen to the United States that's going to be pretty bad. And, you know, you see it in the news all the time. You see it pumping up. All these countries is getting worse. They're not even caring about what's going on. And, you know, the United States is not really backing up Israel like they should. And, you know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. But for you listening, you sitting down at that table or on your laptop or your computer or wherever you at, you have to pray for this protection that Jesus Christ is with you when this terror comes upon. I'm not saying it's going to be all kind of bombs and stuff like that. I'm talking about there's going to be things that's going to be happening that you never thought of. And I'm not wishing this. This is what the Bible says. This 2014 year is going to be real rough. It's going to be real rough. But, you know, Jesus said, don't worry about it. Hang on in there with me. You see? So we have to know that Jesus got our back. Period, point blank. There's no other way around it. So just wanted to share that with you coming in to the year 2014. It's time to know, you know, take another double dose of Jesus Christ. You know, go to church a little more than what you usually would. Read the Bible more, just to, you know, usually, you know, a little more than what you usually would. You know, most people are like, well, you know, I want to work harder. I want to get more money. I want to do this. No. All that stuff is coming to a close about our dollar and all that other stuff. But we'll talk about that in another episode. The substance right now is Christ. You know, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. I could sit about here and talk about what's bad. I mean, anybody can do that. We can all talk about bad, but we got to talk about Jesus because he's going to protect us from the bad for this new year. But right now, it's glory day, you know. I mean, you thank God every day, but just, you know, tip your hat to him, get on your knees, and just point to him and say, Father, made it to a new year, to the next day. So I want people to understand that, you know. So just hopefully everybody, you know, be safe in everything that you do. I was seeing if Charles was going to call in, but I didn't think he would. Still waiting on him to call in. Nope, it's not. But anyway, again, you know, just look at the things that you overcame over this year too. You know, when you thought your back was against the wall and God brought you out of it. And then if you feel like you're back on the wall again, you know, just knowing God will get you out of it. It's the decision making, people. God doesn't make decisions for us. He doesn't. None whatsoever. The Father himself does not go hey, you, Cindy, hey, you this, do this. I mean, well, he'll tell you what to do, but it's up to you to do it. So these mistakes and stuff like that, yes, you do learn, but those are your mistakes. This year, be more humble. Humble yourself even more. And don't, you know, a guy said something on the vine, and I it made sense. He said, you know, when you humble yourself and don't expect much, you know, you're not disappointed. But when you get a whole bunch of stuff, when you get what you're asking for and what and ain't looking forward towards it, it's like you gain the world. Meaning, anything else, like from here on out, should be extra. Don't expect what you think you need. You see what I'm saying? If you build yourself up for, oh, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, I'm going to get this, and God wants you to do something else and you don't get it, then it knocks you down. You see what I'm saying? Then it knocks you down. So we wouldn't, you know, what I'm saying is humbling yourself more towards Christ. So everything else that you do and not expecting something in return, it's extra. You see what I mean? So just learning that, and when I heard that, I said, wow, that makes sense. You know, humble yourself more towards Christ. Humble. Humble is not just being real cool. Humble means, you know, giving yourself to Christ. I mean, devoted, blocking everything out and practicing Him. Try that this year. If you had a bad year, don't start off the way you started off last year, of course. Or do you think, you know, you got to do this more, you got to work out more, you got to do this more. The substance is Christ. All that other stuff is going to fall in place, okay? Everything else is going to fall in place. You're not going to miss a beat on nothing. Now it's time to know what His will is, because time is short. There's less time than more. And every year is getting thicker and thicker. The water is rising. Just make sure you don't drown. You know, period. Every year is getting realer and realer. And the Bible talks about it, but it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You have to be with Christ. And you have to understand that God is using you right now, you know. I mean, God wouldn't put you here on this earth to think you couldn't, you know, you couldn't handle the pressure. You know what I mean? You're built for this. We all are. We just got to find that inside of us, okay? So we all, you know, have to know that. We all have, it's built in us. It's all in us. God gives us something special in each and every last one of us, from the hooker on the street, the homeless man, or to the people in the high corporates, the middlemates. There's something in everybody that God has put something in them for them to go on, to move on, regardless of whatever. But it's up to you to quit. God doesn't pull you by your tail and make you stop. You know, you have to find out your will. Find out your will. Most people are like, oh, I was taking care of my kids, going to work, white picket fence. That's perfect. That's fine. But that's not God's will for you. That's something you should just be already knowing to do. That's automatic. Find out your will for Christ. I mean, of course He wants you to take care of everything. That's automatic. That's simple. That's like 1, 2, 3. I mean, are you helping other people? Are you speaking the gospel? I mean, I'm not saying you got to be a preacher, but there's a will for everybody. And if you don't know it, you know, try this year to figure it out, you know. But it's all good. I mean, I'm happy, you know. I got my family, friends, my health. Be thankful for, I mean, if you got both your eyes, your fingers, your toes, I mean, all this stuff, man. There's people that will be, you're not in jail, no prison. You with your family, drinking eggnog and juice and pop and alcohol, whatever you do, just be thankful, you know. I mean, I'm being honest with you. This is the best time. This is congratulations to yourself. You made it. Give God the glory. Said, man, if it weren't for you, God, I'd be somewhere slumped over. Be thankful. Quit thinking about negative. Think about, hey, I made it to a new year. Well, I don't want to be. My kids ain't got this. Listen, we're going to get that together. Today is your day to glorify the Father. And if it's happy birthday to you, happy birthday. You know? And if you lost somebody this year, just telling you right now, just pray for them, pray for their families and everything. But I tell you this, they don't want you to mourn. They don't want you to mourn. And it hurts. It does hurt, you know, because we're human. And when we see death, you know, we see separation of life and death and everything. So just knowing, excuse me about that, y'all, just knowing that you made it. That you made it. You can't hold no grudges with nobody. It's a new year to be married. It's a new year. Humble yourself more with Christ more than what you ever did. You know, because things is getting realer. You know, time's almost up. You know, in the sense of, you know, Jesus is going to return soon. This government, you know, is being unfair with a lot of stuff and. You know, it's sometimes you just got to get on your knees and just Father, get me out of it. Don't pray for money. Pray for guidance. You know, bills is going to get paid, trust me. All my nigga do is pay bills. Pay bills, get you what you want. But if you have no life, no spirit in you, no guidance from God, then Satan can swallow you whole. You know, so pray for that insight. Ask God to show you. Put the label Jesus on it. Jesus, have the Holy Spirit show me something. You know, I want to be a better man. I want to be a better woman. I want to be a better father to my kids. Dad to my kids. I want to be a better mother to my kids. You know? Pray for that. Think about something not for you, for someone else. You know? That's the thing. You know, when you see your New Year's resolution, I want to work out. I'm going to get a new job. That's cool. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with none of that. See if you can make yourself a better person towards. So when you make yourself a better person for somebody else, hopefully that can be a good chain of, you know, chain reaction, you know. So always look at it that way when you're speaking and doing this gospel, okay, for this new year. See if you can make yourself a better thing. Do something different for your kids. Tell your kids about Jesus, okay? And I was going to do a show about Santa Claus and all this other stuff. That's okay, but don't tell kids that Santa this and that. You know, I mean, I'm not against it, but I'm not for it. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not going to encourage it or whatever, but you got to tell these kids what Christmas is. You know what I mean? It's about Jesus Christ and what happened on that day or, you know, exactly whatever around that time when he was born. But the key is just, you know, explaining to your children, like, listen, this has to do with Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? And a lot of families don't do that. They say Santa Claus and, excuse me, reindeers, and he got you all this, and they missed the whole thing about Jesus. We got to know what we're talking about and what we're doing. You know, and I always tell my kids that. I always tell the kids that because then they're going to believe in Santa more than Jesus, you know. And then, you know, people get the wrong idea about it. But, you know, that's another story, another chapter. We'll talk about that another show. But just to share with y'all, you know, got about like 5 minutes left. I just wanted to say thank you. If y'all are listening, keep listening. We have more revelation for y'all. We'll pray for y'all. We're not against nobody. This shows of strictly love and just giving y'all understanding on it. You know, in the word itself tells you what it is. If you think I'm being harmful to you or something like that, I ain't doing it on purpose. Trust me, and I apologize. I'm just speaking the word. This ain't from my heart. This is from the word of God. Period. You see what I mean? So, just to share that with y'all. I love y'all. Just have a safe night wherever you at, from St. Louis, California, Texas, Ohio, anywhere, Florida, New York. If y'all listening, just be safe. And give God the glory and thanks, because it could be way worse. So, for those who's listening, understand that Jesus is Lord and he's coming soon. This new year is coming, and it's going to be real. It's going to be real. And I'm glad I could, you know, give y'all a heads up about it. Read it. Pay attention to what's going on in your news. You'd be like, well, it was like this all year. No, it's about to get bad. It's about to get real bad. But, you know, I just wanted to share that with y'all, and not to scare y'all, nothing like that. I just want y'all to know the only way y'all going to be protected is not money, not your house, not your mom, not your dad. It's Jesus. He's the one that's going to bring you through this. He's the one. He's the one you have to for that protection. God's going to protect us. Okay? And just, I have to tell y'all that. And tell your family. Tell your friends. This year, if you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever the case may be, and they don't believe in Christ or whatever, start praying with them more. Just start praying with them. Like, hey, baby, hey, honey, or whatever you want to call your other. Say, why don't you pray with me? If you're with Christ and the other person's really not down with Christ or whatever, I'm not saying force it on them or nothing like that. Just ask them willingly, like, will you pray with me? You see what I'm saying? If he's willing to do it, just it'll work. God, Jesus will work with y'all. Trust me. Because right now, it ain't got time for division. If y'all married and y'all ain't in Christ, it's going to be hard. I'm telling you. It's God. Satan is really coming out, and he's coming out swinging with fire this year that's coming. But I'm just saying, today be thankful, but for this year, got to be Jesus. Renew your minds every day on that. All right? So I'm telling y'all, it's been a great year. I'm going to celebrate it right and safe. And just with y'all, just want to say thanks for listening. Just check us out. What's today? I'll probably have something tomorrow, or if not the following day. My brother will probably speak Saturday. We'll probably get Lammy on the show here soon if she's available. And just things are things, y'all, and just be thankful. You know, I'm not trying to scare y'all or just make y'all do something y'all don't want to do. I want y'all to understand what's going on, because when it happens, I'm telling you what the safety net is, period. It's Jesus. So you have to know these things and pay attention to them dreams and visions. If y'all having them, pay attention to them dreams and visions that you've been having or something like that you don't understand or whatever. I'm telling y'all, God's trying to communicate to y'all. He's communicating. When you pray for something, don't miss the prayer. You see what I mean? Don't try to control everything. Sometimes you got to let God do it. So I'm about running out of time. I just want to say thank y'all for listening. I love y'all. Have a safe new year. Again, if I don't speak to y'all on the new year, more than likely I'll go ahead and do something the following day, and y'all just be safe. So 2014, here we come. So let everybody be safe. Love y'all. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.